Why? Because I ran into something. Whoops.
I shut up. And now you can't say anything bad about the host. I guess you can, but it'll be recorded, and then it'll be used against you in the court of law.
That's right.
So, hey, if we can, if you're in an area, I'm sitting out on my porch, and the siren just went by, so there's no background noise, but if you're in an area where there's, I think I hear little wonderful voices. There we go. Thank you. Or if you're in the middle of cooking dinner, or you're watching Judge Judy, or Jerry Springer, and it's some really highly... whatever you do. I don't want to have to mute anybody else. So if we can, just... There we go. I think we're ready to rock and roll. Maybe not.
Man, would you please mute me? Because I can't find a cotton chicken thing on my cell phone.
It's *6. Get back to your keypad and just push *6. Only if you got background noise. If you don't, let's just keep it live interactive.
There's something about this phone that it puts me into another line. And it's
no.
Available. I got to figure out how to get back to the line
I
started on. Anyway,
see
me outside, so it's quiet.
Okay, there we go. Okay, it is March 19th, and I heard, or we know I've got Rita, oh no, I don't know if Rita's on the line. Because that's right, she said she'd be driving. I did think I heard Judy's laugh, is that correct? Judy? No? Sandy?
This is Judy in Kansas.
Yeah.
There we go. That's there's only one of you, Judy. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we got Judy. We got Sandy?
Yes.
Thank you, Sandy. And where'd Hattie Jane go? Okay, we've got Hattie Jane. Who else is on the line?
Melissa.
Hang on a second. Jeannie, and then I heard Linda, correct?
Yes, sir.
Linda, I didn't ask you or didn't forewarn you. I would like you to share, like a minute or so. Not right now, but when we have time, when we get to it, about the event in Tacoma.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Okay. All right. So, Sandy, Judy,
yes.
Jeannie, Linda, Hattie Jane, who else is on the line?
Tyra, New Jersey.
Good evening, Tyra.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else that I didn't call off their name yet? Okay, Mom, Rita, Joanne, Molly, Carol, Catherine, Sandra, Al. Steve, Pam, Janice, Bobby, Larry, LeVon. Holy smokes. Springtime has arrived. People are outside. No, it's already dark on the East Coast, right?
Yes, it's dark here in Ohio.
Well, that means it's definitely darker on the far East Coast in Virginia.
It's not the coast, but...
Well, East Coast time zone. I'm about ready to enjoy a beautiful sunset here in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. I want you to know that my priorities are in order because I just gave up going on two luxurious fire calls. One was a trauma, not a big exciting one, but the other one was an assault, which usually means there's police involved and tasers and someone's going to get beat up, and it's all good stuff. It's really, really entertaining. But I chose to be part of the I Can attitude group. I just want you to know, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. And I am stalling because I was expecting a lot more participation tonight.
Well, I gave up the other size.
What's that, Sandy? Jasmine
gave
says what?
Exercise at 7 o'clock. Yeah, because I knew I wouldn't be out in time.
Oh, so, wow. See, that's quite a commitment there.
Yes, it is.
It's really interesting for me to look back at the tracking and see how many people commit to this program. And I'm not, everybody has their different reasons, okay? And I'm not being critical or analytical. It's interesting to me to see when we make a commitment that, as William Todd stated, I think 3 or 4 lessons ago, that, you know, when you get to that point where the shoe drops or whatever the phrase is, that sometimes it's like, I don't know if I can commit to that. You know, like talking to Emily this morning, it's finals week for her. She's 16 years old. She's going to a community college, and it's finals week. And you can tell the level of stress is higher, but hey, the neat thing is next week is spring break. So she's completed a whole nother semester. And this is a lot like college. I think I stated that in week 1 or 2, that when we make a commitment to do something of higher education, listening to the homework or reading the homework, you know, reading the lesson every single day, it's a time commitment. And when you enroll in anything, there is time involved. So, anybody else besides Sandy, Judy, Jeannie, Linda, Tyra, and Hattie Jane on the line? Did I call any other
Janice.
Names? Janice, good evening, Janice.
Good evening. Catherine.
Catherine, wonderful. It's Catherine, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone, which has its flaws, but anyway, we're good.
Okay. Okay, well, let's jump on into things. There is several things that I want to share with you that I'm going to share with all of you really quick, because I believe they're probably going to be announced. And here's just some housekeeping things. You really need to make sure you mark your calendar for, I believe, let me look at the calendar here again. It would be April 2nd will be the next kickoff call. I know that's like forever away, but I do believe there are going to be some exciting things announced. I'm hoping they're going to have them ready to roll by then regarding quality enrollment. Let me just do a quick questionnaire here. This is just kind of on the whim, off the cuff. What would be an enticing perk for you to be consistently quality enrolled, other than basically getting your auto ship, your own auto ship, if it's in the amount of $100, $150 range, getting that for free, because basically, if you've got the ideal 5 customers, who are plus yours, are totaling over 500 customer points, so you're getting yours compensated. What would be a fun perk?
Remember when they used to give us some free products?
Okay, some free product?
Yeah, and money is always nice.
You wouldn't object to money?
No, I would be fine with that.
Okay. All right, so free product and money. Okay, those are great suggestions. Who else? Sandy came up with some good ones. What would be a nice perk for being quality enrolled consistently? Nothing's coming to mind? Okay. Well, I have it on good authority. I'm probably going to get in trouble because this is being recorded, so somebody is going to say, Vance, you weren't supposed to talk about that. You said you wouldn't talk about that, and now you are talking about it. Well, I'm just going to talk about it. I made a suggestion, and I think I shared it with you guys a couple weeks ago. No, it was last week, on a whim. I think it was Tuesday morning. I used that little green feedback button. When you have an idea or a suggestion or a complaint or a concern, don't call your upline. Oh, you can call them. Okay, but we don't do negative, right? So click on that button, or just simply type an email to feedback@niken.com and just put it out there. Get it out there. Well, I did this. I think it was last week. It might have been 2 weeks ago. And I got a call back. I got a call. They sent me the regular email response, but I got a call from one of the gentlemen who's in the upper management. Okay, he's one of the guys that's a mover and a shaker at NECAN. And he thanked me for the suggestion. And then he said, and I just want to let you know, we're already implementing that. Here was my suggestion. Sandy suggested, you know, free product or cash is always nice for being consistently quality enrolled. My suggestion was, why can't we reward those people who are quality enrolled by giving them customer leads? And here was my point. That's worthwhile, Jeannie?
Yes.
Yes.
My point was this, because you take someone like Judy, who we addressed this last Monday. How do we really become good at customer acquisition? Well, what if NECAN provided us some freebies, and all we had to do was massage and develop them into really good customers? Because that means they've done all the sorting for us, because this is somebody who reached out to NECAN who was. They're already up to the table. They're ready to grab the fork and the spoon and the knife, and they're ready to dig in. We don't have to offer them an appetizer or even show them the menu. They've already come into our restaurant, and they're ready to partake. And my point was this, that last summer we had a consultant who's not really an active consultant building. They're wonderful people, but they renew every year just so they can get the products wholesale. They might sell a pair of M-Strides every few months or something like that, but they're not actively building, and they're definitely not quality enrolled. They got a lead from NECAN, and it really wasn't even a lead. They just got someone assigned to them as a customer, and they ordered a whole sleep system, and they got a check for $560. And I saw their volume go instantly up that month, and I thought, wow, I didn't know they knew anybody in Missouri. And when I called them and asked them, I said, hey, who do you know in Missouri? And they said, you mean Missouri? And I said, no, that tells me right there that you don't know anybody in the Show Me State, because you don't even know how to pronounce it. And I wasn't being condescending. I just know how to pronounce it. I've been there. I spent a lot of time in the state of Missouri. And I know the people from the Show Me State, they take offense when you don't pronounce it correctly. So my point was this. NECAN responded and said, yes, that's what we're working on. So now you have another really, really good, valid reason why you want to be quality enrolled month after month after month. And I know Sandy called me, was that last week, or she sent you? Sandy, did you call me, or did I call you? And you said, guess who's quality enrolled already?
I texted you.
You texted me. Okay, I get all modes of communication, all blurred and, you know, all confused. So, anyways, that's just a sidebar note. So, I know I've been preaching this for 2+ years now, ever since they introduced the concept of quality enrolled. It's really, really crucial. And I don't know how to say it with more passion and enthusiasm, but you get quality enrolled and you stay quality enrolled. And the sooner we can get into that habit, the better off. And again, if we're still, I don't like the word struggle, but if we're still working hard at it and it just hasn't happened yet, keep working at it. Stay the course. Stay focused. And this lesson, I mean, I love this lesson. I'm looking back at my notes. I've got more notes from lesson 10 than probably 3 or 4 lessons combined. But before I share any of mine, I've got one other point of clarification, then I want to hear from the group. Does everybody understand what took place in September of 2016 regarding Herbalife? Does everybody clearly understand the magnitude of a $200 million fine? Yeah, sheesh, it's a lot of money. I mean, I was part of a court case that was $2 million. Okay, and the plaintiff was awarded $500,000. So I was trying to multiply, you know, the $2 million times 100. $200 million is a lot of money. But that fine was levied against Herbalife by the Supreme Court of Maine, if I remember correctly. I never read the article. I just heard bits and pieces of it. But because they were, and we wouldn't do this in Neakin. There'd be no reason for us to do it. But they were registering consultants or distributors and putting product under them just for the sake of making it look like they were doing business. Neakin is so far removed from that now with our customer acquisition focus that it would be silly and it'd just be plain stupid. So Marty talked about that really briefly, kind of in the middle of the lesson, and we really should understand what this industry is and what it's not. There are companies that are getting started, and I just heard of a upper level consultant. I guess I heard about him a couple weeks ago or whatever. Saw an opportunity with the company. It wasn't even a network marketing company, but they had kind of some of the attributes were like that of a network marketing company, but it wasn't kind of, you know. And unfortunately for him and his family, he had to walk away from Neakin to do it, and then shortly thereafter it went south and it is now no more. And while I feel for him because he's an amazing consultant, that kind of stuff happens when, and again, I it's hard because I don't know all the facts, but what I do know is this is a business. And our main business is about customer acquisition. And the more we focus on that, speed up, slow down to speed up, being laser focused on what we're about, it should be a no-brainer. And I'll give you one example, and then I want to hear from the group. We stopped by, it wasn't so much a customer last night, but it was some dear friends of ours that was known for years. And I said, well, you guys are getting ready to hit the road, right? And the husband said, yep. And I said, but you still got a lot of stuff here to pack. They're basically going full-time into a fifth wheel, and they're going to hit the road, going to see this great country of ours. And he said, well, I've got the waterfall that's going with us, the coffee pot, and the KitchenAid mixer, because I'm looking at all this stuff spread around in the kitchen. And I said, well, those are three items that I know I could live without the KitchenAid, but those two, the coffee pot and the waterfall, not in that order, obviously, the waterfall first, I said, definitely be taken. And I said, hey, Peter, when was the last time you changed the filter in your waterfall? And what day are you leaving again? And he said, it's been a while. And I said, well, your green light says it's good, but I learned a long time ago not to listen to those. And I said, I think it's probably been a while. And he said, yeah, it's probably been too long. And I said, well, why don't we get you a replacement or a three-pack? And he said, three-pack would be better because I don't know where we're going to be 3 months from now. And I said, okay. Why don't I get you an order for a three-pack? Who knew that ordering three individually because of the sale, they're cheaper than a three-pack on auto ship? So I put the order in both ways, and then he immediately, right as we walked out of the house, he immediately texted me a picture of his credit card, and I put the order in for him. But my point, I think one of the things I learned from this lesson is when we follow up with people, let them know it's about business. I love that line. You know, hey, Jeannie, I'm following up with you about business. Hey, Sandy, I'm sure the weather is great right now in Ohio, maybe not, but that's not why I'm calling. Judy, remember when I said I last week that I was going to call you this week to ask you what you thought? Well, that's why I'm calling. There's nothing wrong with being direct and to the point with people and treating them with respect as a customer. They're still our friends. And Peter is still a very, very dear friend. My point was, well, if you're leaving, if you guys are hitting the road, we need to place that order right away. Because it'll be here on Thursday if I place it today, and it'll go out tomorrow, and then UPS, and I said, are you leaving before Thursday? He said, yeah, as much as I want to, probably not. I said, okay, perfect. Then you'll get them, and you'll have them, pack them in the fifth wheel, and you'll be good to go. He said, yeah, that'll be good. And see, now I know, based on the fact that I can see that auto ship order, I got to make myself a note. And if we focus, as Marty keeps reminding us, on my five and I, focus on some core customers, the ones that are actually ordering and that we are following up with, make a mental note. If I don't have any communication with him in the next 3 months, at least 3 months from now, I need to follow up to make sure he's changed that filter again. Sandy,
yes.
What did you get from slow down to speed up?
Is it less than 11?
Was it 11 or was it 10?
Well, I don't know. I did 11. Didn't we do 10 last week?
Number 10.
Oh.
No, I know 11, because that's I think 11 is my second most favorite, to thine own self.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Wait a minute, I have.
Well, I'll come back to you, okay? Regroup. This is the one, Jeannie, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is lesson 10 is the one about, you know, focus. The Herbalife, yeah. $200 million settlement, you know, the fine. Mm-hmm. When I don't focus my efforts, I'm developing a blueprint for disaster.
I remember that one.
So, Gina, you remember that one. What jumped out at you? And when I asked that question, gang, it's not so much that's the important question. It's the application of something that you learned this week.
Bless you.
That you immediately applied and you saw results.
Well,
Jeannie, what about you?
Well, because of the waterfall special, I took down my customer list from my customer report, and I started looking. I texted every one of them. I called a few of them. And especially the ones I knew that had waterfalls. And one gal has, I guess, went through the radar somewhere. I texted her, I called her and left her a message. Well, she called me back. And lo and behold, haven't talked to her in a while. She's had her machine for 2 years. I was looking it up. It's 2 years ago she ordered the waterfall. And she said, you know, I wanted to tell you. We just talked for a few moments, and she's an Uber driver now, but she said, I'm glad you called because my water hasn't really tasted the same. I said, oh, really? And I said, where did you get your filter? Because she hasn't ordered any filters. She said she's changed it twice. And I said, she said, from eBay. And I went,
Does everybody know, I don't know if you like this strong term, but if Larry's on the line, Larry Hafner, are you with us? I really love the term that Larry uses, because you'll never think of Craigslist or eBay or OfferUp or any of these other modern day services that you can buy product, you'll never think of them again the same. When your customers, especially like this Gina, are buying from one of those sources rather than buying directly from Neekin.
Yeah.
Larry refers to those as bastard products.
Yes.
I know that's strong, okay? But why is it wrong, Jeannie, for them to, I mean, number one, they're cutting you out of a profit, okay?
Well, yeah.
And why else?
Well, there's no warranty. There's, and I basically said that to her in a gentle way, the B word you used. but I said, you know, I have no idea where those come from or any of that, you know. So I said, really, what I did for her, though, is I sent her a new filter. I said, I would like for you to stick filter in, and then I want you to tell me, you know, I'll call you, you know, in a week, and let's compare. So she agreed to do that. She was thrilled that I called. And so, but this is the whole thing of without a focused thought, it creates a disaster in a sense. Because I have not been customer centric with her specifically. And so, and I have other great responses too. I got text right back, somebody that just had insoles, and and I said, this is worthy of your attention. I used some of those terms that I've heard. And so, but that one was like, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. You know, so we will see how that goes.
There's nothing wrong with apologizing to a customer for not following up with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And but something like this, I really am sorry because this one's on me. I should have followed up with you in a timely fashion and let you know that, hey, yeah, some of these products that you see on Craigslist, eBay, OfferUp, they're Nikan products. But Nikan's had this waterfall, this system for 5 years. So this could have been something that somebody bought 5 years ago, or their parents bought it, or it was in their garage, or it bounced around the trunk of their car.
Yeah.
And it gets warm in Arizona, right, Jeannie?
Oh, yeah. Pretty darn hot.
what if it went through a couple summers in the trunk of somebody's car? Not likely, but it could.
Or in their garage. You know?
Yeah, in their garage. Mm-hmm. Or what if it was like in Texas, Lord forbid, where there's humidity? And it got in their garage, and the plastic got punctured, and some of that moisture got in there, and you know it could, you know, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that your response, that's good. That's yeah.
I thought, well, that's what I told her. I said, well, this is on me, and I would like, you know, let's talk. So.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. So that really it was the serving of the customer and the importance of that. And having, you know, in the very beginning of it, he says, what is the right focus? It really is helpful to know the right part of the business to focus on. And when you do that, you can calm down to speed up. And that whole issue of knowing where to focus is so huge. I just really got it this time about my customers and how important they are and how I need to inform them and stay in touch with them and send them something and, you know, all those things. So, and I've done a few of them, but not the rest of them. So they're important too.
And we can use and leverage emails. However, there's a shift in our culture that people are getting away from emails and they're more Facebook driven or Instagram driven or text driven. I see people of all ages out in public, and they don't sit and just people watch anymore. They're on their phones communicating. You know, and the reason I know that is because they're either punching with one finger, you know, hunting and pecking, or they're typing, you know, lickety-split like I do with two thumbs. And they're rallying, oh, if I get bored of that, I just push the microphone and I talk text. And if it's to a family member, I just send it with all the typographical word errors, and it makes for more comedy later, you know. But the communication.
Yeah, I'm on here, Vance.
Okay, Larry.
Yeah, I've been on since quarter after. I didn't quite make it at 5, but anyway,
okay. No. We were quite a few of us were tardy. Lesson 10 for you. Larry. Focus.
Yeah.
Slow down to speed up. What'd you get out of it? How'd you apply it?
Well, I have to be honest. I didn't get that thing reviewed very much this week, but I just was going to share a couple things that I did today that I think kind of fit with it. I did get it listened to this afternoon, and I read it, and in the meantime, I've been making calls all day on my other business as well as this business, and I thought I'd just mention two things that happened. We've got a couple we shared this idea of Nikin with about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, I guess it's been, and they've been kind of slow coming around. I loaned them a book to read. It was on water and high pH and that kind of stuff. And they're trying the mag steps and a couple other things that we shared with them. And anyway, they never gave me the email. And today I called them and talked to both of them individually because the products affected both of them, not just one of them. And so I asked for their email. Because the bottom line was, at the end of the conversation, was, we really are interested in this water system, and we do have another week or so, and I told her when I was going to be available, because I'm going to be gone 5 days of the next 12, too, and before I got off the line, I says, do you have an email that I could send you something? And she said, sure, and she popped it off to me, And so I sent her an email that would back up the water system, because other than the initial exposure a week and a half ago, she didn't have anything, because I didn't have any way to get it to her. And so I used that with that couple, and then this other couple that I ran into, one of them today at the Grange when I was up there at our food bank, and I said, what do you think about the water system? And she said, I don't think we're going to be able to do it because of our finances. Well, we already know that we're 120 off, but I guess if you still don't have enough money at the end of the month, it's still a problem. But the funny thing was that, not funny, but the interesting thing was that she then proceeded. I almost had to pry myself away from her because she was telling me how much she really liked the water system. She liked all the features about it. And
Larry, remind me again, they've had the water. You've given them a sample of the water, or?
No, they came to our house
and
tasted
it.
So they didn't want to taste.
Okay.
Yeah, and we did the water test thing with the strength thing. But no, they don't have the water system. But she was just telling me that she really, really liked all the features. And so I came home, and being the customer-centric attitude that I was ready to apply today, I jumped on my computer, and I did have their email, and I sat down and sent them the 10-minute Dr. Linder thing on water, and then I also went a little bit further, and I don't think I overstepped myself. I said, I understand how finances can be, and I said, here's three ideas you might want to run through your head before you totally write this off for the month. I said, invite three or four of your friends over, and we'll come over and tell them about it. And I said, if they buy three water systems, you get yours free. I said, or go ahead and order this. And I said, Pat and I'll share some of our profit, which I don't offer that very often, but I know this couple really well. And I said, we'll pay the freight on it 2 weeks later. I'll just give you part of our rebate on this, and I'll take care of the freight. Or the other one is, approach your son and daughter, and they both know how bad the water is in your place, and see if they'll pitch in a little money to help and make it possible. So I figured, I probably wouldn't have made all that effort if I hadn't been reading the lesson.
and Larry, what you're taking, what I love about the way you're presenting it, is you're eliminating so many objections and the excuses that people have. Because if the finances are really the issue, all of a sudden you're going, well, hey, why don't you invite some friends over? And if they all get excited, if they're quality friends, and if they let them do the work for you, let them, what's the word I'm looking for? Let them do the screening. And they're going to find three of their quality friends that probably are health conscious, that are probably concerned about the water they're drinking, and that are probably maybe in the position to spring. And let's say only two of them buy, and the third one doesn't. Okay, well, backpedal from there. Still a win-win. And Larry, I have to share something because I bumped into one of your other customers or potential customers when I was up at the Grange just before I jumped on the call this evening. And I said, hey, how you doing? I said, how is your wife? And he said, well, she's not getting any worse, so I guess she's doing great. And I looked right at him and I said, so in other words, she's this side of the grave. Is that what you're telling me? Well, yeah. But she's still not doing very good. I said, well, from what I've heard from, you know, my friend Larry and my dad, she's not doing very good at all. Yeah, well, she's not getting any worse, though. I'm going, holy smokes. And I won't, Larry knows who I'm talking about. I won't, Tom Hooker. And his wife is not in a good situation at all. I mean, 1 foot in the grave, that's not a good situation. Period. So there's no, you know, but. Anyways, I want to go full circle back to Sandy. We're running long here compared to normal. So, Sandy, lesson 10, what'd you get out of it?
Well, I read 11. I'm sorry. I made a mistake and I read 11. But I got a whole lot out of 11. I calmed down a whole bunch and I sped up to 11.
So this week you can do double time or you can go back and do 10 because you'll want to do 10.
Yeah,
okay.
I read 11 a whole bunch.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully everybody else enjoys it too. I do have a good overall thing that, I don't know, I think I was, for a long time, I let fear of rejection hold me back, you know. I was like, I should come down, but I just needed to hear all the reasons that people couldn't take the time to notice. Anyway.
Well, and Sandy, I think, because you and I go back a few years, and I think, what was the lesson a few weeks ago, and I'm looking through my notes. Here we go. Fixed expectations are a down payment on disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of describe what you mean? Was that, you know,
I don't care now, in a way. I mean, I don't want to hear no. I don't want to hear no, but I'm not. It's okay. And I've had so many yeses. I have two demos coming up this week, and another lady at APAC where today, she wants me to call her back, and lots of good positive things. So it's good. I broke through that, I think. I'm pretty sure about 90% I broke through that. And I'm like, yeah, I can. I can do that.
Well, you know, the thing about you, Sandy, that I love is what you just said, is that I don't care attitude, that, well, whether you buy or you don't buy, I really don't care. My job is to present this to you. It's kind of that, you know, that Dennis Williams illustration, the gal, the server at the diner, her job is to serve us, is to mm-hmm. come around and ask us if we want a warm-up on our coffee. And if we say no, it's okay. She's not going to go turn in her, you know, resignation and tell her boss that she quits because we didn't get more coffee, you know?
Well, the sale makes all this easy, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge help.
Stacy's in the background saying, I might quit. Seriously, I would quit that kind of rejection. Okay. Hey, Linda. Lesson 10 for you. And you can weave in what you learned at the event in Tacoma at the same time.
Oh, is that for me? I was just unmuting. Well, I unfortunately, the first time since we've been doing this on January 5th, I've been busy with my mom. In fact, I'm in the hospital now with her. So I didn't get a chance to read it, but I will double up and read on it.
Okay.
So
were you able to make it to the event on Saturday?
Oh, I did. I got there a little late, about 30 minutes late, but it was awesome. So picture this. You know, you've been in the McGavick a few times. You know, there's lots and lots of parking. It's a beautiful facility. I get there, Vance, and the place is packed. I mean,
wow.
I drove around about a minute, and I finally found a, because I happen to have a smaller car, I found this spot way in the corner. I'm going, boy, I've never been to any of our events this full. This is it's wonderful. Anyhow, I get in there, and that main auditorium there was an event there. And it had something to do with the employees. I think it was an appreciation lunch or something. It had to be at least 250 people. But we were in our regular place, as it turns out. So I'm thinking, one day, that should be our Neekin event in that nice big, you know, giant ballroom that can seat 1,000 people. It was about a quarter full. So after I got over trying to figure out why are there so many cars in the parking lot, I was going through my notes. You've probably heard of her before. She's very active here in the Northwest, but her name is Arlene Thomas. And she speaks about, she's very knowledgeable about EMF, you know, our bodies being electric and how we should really we're not being as careful about our cell phones and all these electronic things going on in the atmosphere. She mentioned a book, The Body Electric, if anybody wants to write that down. And talked a little bit about autism, of the electromagnetic connection with radiation related to all the EMFs that are loose. Someone also mentioned using the airplane mode on our phones when we're not using them does cut a lot of it out, which I hadn't heard before. So she shared a lot about that, and she sent me back a lovely email that I'm going to go to some of her events. She does a lot of events at schools and all over the place. She's very knowledgeable. So she spoke, and then, of course, the wonderful Williamses were there. And by the way, it wasn't the same without the Rogers family there. I just want you to know you were missed.
Yeah, it was probably much, much faster, much more accelerated pace without the Rogers there slowing it down because they're so long-winded, or at least one of them anyways.
We had a nice good turnout. Karen Schubenbach and a few of the people I hadn't seen in a while were there. It was very nice. There were some personal testimonies that were shared, and, of course, the wonderful, famous, that never, ever gets old, Dennis does his balance test with the insoles, and it's, you know, I've seen that how many times, and it just never gets old. It's always wonderful. And he shared something that I'd kind of forgotten. Sometimes it's just the basic things, you know, how wonderful Dennis is. And so through the years, they just had their 26th anniversary in February, I believe, with Neekin. And so the question is always, well, Dennis, you've been doing this all this time. You and Ruth have made all this money and all these, have helped millionaires and build. What is the favorite product? What is your favorite product? And he always says the same thing. My favorite product is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's his favorite product. So I really love that.
Well, I can say that there's something about what each and every one of us are doing with the I Can attitude is that, as I just shared with the gentleman, I'm almost, because I had this epiphany, I'm almost, okay? Please hear that word, almost, okay? I've said it now four times. I'm almost more excited about going to Mexico on Friday than I was a year ago. The last time I went to Mexico, on Neekin's expense, being part of the Team Kaizen group. Now, I say almost because it's catastrophically different, the two trips. Team Kaizen was staying in a 5-star resort, eating as much amazing food prepared by chefs, you know, world-renowned, hanging out with the upper elite from Neekin Global, okay, the top leaders from all the different countries, spending time with Jeff Isom and Pat Elkins and Kurt Foley and Kurt's wonderful wife, Susan. I mean, she's way more fun than Kurt, trust me, okay? But when I look forward to what I get to do this Friday through next Sunday, freedom is what it boils down to. Because the epiphany I had this morning when I was praying for the members of this team is that I get to work for a company, two actually, because my brother and I have our own company as well, that I never went to Mr. Foley and say, hey, can I get the time off from March 24th to March 31st? Because I really want to be a part of this team that's going down to Papalote, Mexico to do a church building project. Would that be okay? Can you give me the time off? Because I really need to, you know, be focused on this trip. I didn't have to do that. And I didn't have to go to my brother and say, hey, because he's going too. So it really is about freedom. And what Dennis and Ruth Williams have done in their 26 years of being consultants with NECN is they've continued to help other people achieve whatever level of freedom they want. And that's what this program is all about as well. That the more we stay focused and the more we put into it, the more freedom is going to come out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to move on because I want everybody to share. Catherine, lesson 10 for you. What did it mean? By the way, thank you, Linda. Catherine, did you lose Catherine?
Hi there. The emphasis on focus. And also, earlier this year, when I first became a consultant, I was a little too enthusiastic about presenting the products to a person that I've known for decades. He's in the health provider arena, and I was just kind of confused by his response. And I see him about once a month, and the last time I saw him, we set aside some time to really talk about a couple of the NECN products. And I learned from listening to him that he has had experiences in the past, not with NECN, but from decades ago with stuff, I don't even know what the name of the company was, but it set up it set up resistance in him. And so I just realized, okay, as much as I can see the potential for like the Kecko Touch and the PyMed Waterfall to be of great use to him, I didn't realize all this other, as it were, background, which doesn't have anything to do with me or, for that matter, you know, NECN products, but it's like a memory in him that, so it's causing me to, I don't know about calm down, but slow down. Slow down instead of expecting him to slow down and look at the resistance piece. So that was an important part of how this lesson is applying in my experience these days.
Okay. Yeah, I think you've gone past, or you've tipped the point, the tip the scale point of the what I call the vomit stage.
And what I'm sorry.
No. It's all good. But a lot of us, Pamela Shands is a perfect example. She was on Saturday AM Live with her sister Carolyn.
Uh huh.
She's in that, and she's in the vomit stage, but it's really good. Okay, most of the people she's been sharing NECN with are family members, and if you heard her on Saturday, she you started talking about her 44-year-old brother who has cerebral palsy.
Huh.
And as she's sharing it, I wasn't prepared for that strong of a testimony, so I wanted to say, folks, this is not normal. Okay, the big disclaimer, because it was such a miraculous change, and it still continues to this day with her brother. He's 44 and cerebral palsy. This is a life-altering condition. And his life is taking a turn for the better because of the new product.
Right.
And so all Pamela has to do, and her sister Carolyn, is they really all they got to do is capitalize on that. And when they're making calls to people, say, "Hey, remember our brother? Remember how he's da 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 and list out? Oh yeah. He's the one with the CD, blah blah. Well, you ought to go see him." And all they got to do is leverage that. But again, it's in that vomit stage of, you know, these products they'll do this. Because listen, this is what happened with her brother. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, as you stated, that sometimes people aren't ready for that. Because, well, they're just plain not ready.
So, I guess I got a little confused when how you were applying the word vomit. Like, did you mean in the sense that as a consultant you're just talking at them too much, or that their resistance is indicating, you know, they just can't handle anymore? I'm a little confused.
Well, I think that the main point is, because I think we all look at it from a different perspective, but one of the things that I am really, really working on during this session of going through the I Can Attitude is exactly what this lesson is all about. Slow down.
Yeah.
Speed up.
Yeah.
Let people respond, Vance. There's nothing wrong with dead air.
Uh-huh.
And see, because it's like if there's a pause.
Right.
Some people panic.
Well, the pause, though, is what draws people in, actually. So you're talking about having diarrhea of the mouth.
There you go. See, vomit,
okay.
Diarrhea. We can talk about all kinds of bodily.
I'm sorry. Maybe we should get off the physical analogies, but now I get it. Okay, thank you very much. You know, I will add this, and that is, he is seeing that in the 3 months that I've been using Neegan products, he's seeing the increased energy I have. So regardless of whatever, you know, memories or stories that he has about some other experience decades ago, he's seeing empirical evidence that, you know, about my quality of life improving. So that balances it for me.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Catherine.
Thanks,
Dan. Janice, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay.
I was
lesson 10 for you.
Hoping that you were going to call on me. And I went to read the lesson, and I don't have it in my book. So slow down to speed up means, to me, it means more than anything, listening. It's my deal that I put up this year. I'm going to listen better and ask questions. And when they answer, then ask a question after that, you know, and pausing and all of that. Because I did a mentoring with a infamous person in this program, and he just said, you know, I'm going way to the jugular vein way too quick. And so, you know, the slowing down and speed up is just, you know, tell me, what do you know about energy medicine? And then shut up. And let them talk.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I've learned is I know that I'm a visual person, so I talk fast. And there are people who are kinesthetic people, and then there are people who are audio learners. And the only person who can slow down is a visual learner.
Mm.
When I do that in a classroom and slow down and pause between words, I'm always amazed at how many little heads turn my way that I have been talking too fast and they've not heard what I'm saying. So that's what it means to me, is to slow down. You may be talking to a kinesthetic person like Vance, who knows how to use his hands very well, and you just have to slow down so they can hear you.
Mm-hmm. And there's another simple thing that we can do when presenting any information, is figure out every 30 to 60 seconds how to ask a question. Let me give you a perfect example that falls perfect into this waterfall promotion. Hey, Janice, did you catch that news story that Yahoo News reported on, I believe it was the 14th of March?
I did not. Tell
me
more.
Okay, see, there you go. Well, one of the things, I don't remember the whole article, and it wasn't that exhaustive, but one of the things that really jumped off the page, and I, by the way, here, while we're talking, before we leave here, I'm going to go ahead and forward you the article, because it'll only take you a couple minutes to read. But they tested bottled water, this independent lab tested bottled water from all over the world. Companies like Dasani and Fiji and I mean, all these named companies that we've heard, you know, Kirkland, Arrowhead Springs, you know, all of them. And they found out that every type of bottled water that they tested out there, 93% of them, 93% were considered not safe to drink. And when I read that, Janice, here's the thought that occurred to me. Am I willing to gamble with 7% odds, 93% failure ratio, that I've got 7% chance out of 100 that I'm going to get the bottle that's clean? Would you take those odds?
No.
Yeah, neither would I. This was Yahoo News, folks. It's a very reputable news. And again, Dave Johnson emailed that news article. I took that news article, put a few of the thoughts with it, put it in an email to all of our customers. You know, and I know I'm not going to be able to follow up with all of them, but one of my things I'm going to do, because I put in there that it's on special, but one of the things I'm going to do during the month of April is I'm going to make a targeted, concerted effort to call as many of those customers as I possibly can and say, hey, I really am sorry I didn't call you sooner, but what I wanted to follow up on an email I sent. Did you remember receiving that? Did you have a chance to read it? Is clean, healthy water of a concern to you? But I'm going to take this lesson right up front and say, hey, I'm calling you regarding business. Not, hi, how are you? How are the kids? Haven't spoken to you in 10 years. Want to buy a water system? We're not going to do it that way. No, not going to happen. Thank you, Janice. There was one more person that we missed.
You're welcome.
Judy, that's who I missed. Lesson 10 for you, Judy. We might have lost Judy. In Kansas?
Here I am.
There you are.
Okay, what I found, and I'm sure it has been talked about before, is to listen to what they're saying and not try to convince or sell them, because they will want it, and they'll get it when they're ready for it, and we'll get another opportunity when their situation changes, and we'll be able to sell the waterfall or whatever they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, gang. I'm sorry. I should have listened to, or I should have used my other sense rather than my eyes and just used my nose as my other sense, because I can smell dinner wafting its way up here into the bedroom, and I'm actually kind of getting hungry now. Here's a question for you, and I can put this out via text. Better than, well, about actually 50% of us are not on the call tonight for a variety of different reasons, and trust me, I've texted several of them today who said, Vance, I'm not going to be on the call tonight because of this, that, and the other, and that kind of thing. And they're all valid reasons. We have time, as I put in my text, that April 16th, April 15th is usually tax day. It's not the 16th this year. It's always the first Tuesday, or this, what is that, the third Tuesday? But it's the 17th. But on the 16th, we will be kicking off ICANN Attitude again. There are several people who have already said, Vance, I wasn't able to finish this course, or the timing wasn't right for me. When is the next one started? That's when it's going to start again. I want to encourage you two things. If you want to re-up again, then go for it. And do you have somebody that you'd like to bring along with you? And it does not necessarily have to be a Nikan consultant. The principles taught in this course apply to more than just Nikan. So I want you to give that some consideration. That's basically a month from now. And then also, it's totally up to you. Next Monday night, I will not be on the line. And rather than assign or ask somebody to leave the call, I would like it to be a group thing. But you're going to have to not self-medicate. You're going to have to self-control when it comes to background noise. And so don't beat each other up if it's noisy in somebody's background and they don't know. Because there are people like Vance Rogers that even make mistakes on a conference call and forget how to put the mute button on or not mute, and you know, all that good stuff. So here's your option. Several of us got the wrong lesson for tonight. Several of us got the correct lesson. Do you want to go back and do lesson 10? Or, as I mentioned via the text, I think it was this week, was there a lesson that you really, really... I know Sandy brought up something a few weeks ago. She said, Vance, I would like to park on this lesson for a long time, and I don't remember which one it was, but obviously made a big difference in her life. If there's one that you'd like to go back and revisit and then discuss that and state why and really bring that, because if there's a really good learning opportunity, it's not worth just skipping over or, you know, bypassing it just so we can complete the course. That would be a tragedy.
Advance?
So, yes.
Oh, this is Tyra.
And I missed you. I am
sorry. I just wanted to just share something real quickly about the lesson. It was the piece about working to find a solution for my client,
uh-huh.
Colleague in our company. And let me just see if it comes up here on the screen. There are so many good things that you can do with your customers to keep you involved with them, to keep them close to you. And what I'm learning the beginning of this year, and now we're into the third month, is that focus for me has to be finding out what they want and what they need. And what I did with a young man, he's 20, 22, he parks cars in my building where I live, and we chit-chat often, but it's just snippets, you know, of information. I gave him two or three brochures, and the follow-up, you know, haven't been consistent. So this past week, I set an appointment for Saturday, and with the breakdowns I had in my life, my computer crashed Friday night, never had that happen. but I just got it back today. My cousin found somebody to fix it for me. And in the midst of that, just thinking about the lesson, I can't add it to, I just said I deal with what I have. You know, I went to work, so I went to work Saturday and Sunday and used my computer at work. But I kept the appointment with him, this young man, from work. And when I talked to him, I asked, had he looked at the website? He said he had. And then he started telling me he was interested in the water. And so I said, well, I want you to look at the video. So he looked at that video, called me back. We talked about what he got out of it. Then I told him to look at the video for the water bottle and call me back. And when within 30 minutes, I got a sense of what he wanted to focus on, and it was the water and also the shampoo for his hair. Mm. And but the focus for me is people that I'm talking to, I'm getting them signed up as a preferred customer. And so I signed up one Saturday and my nephew on Sunday, and I just feel complete with that process, getting their information in my database and helping the system help me to follow up with them.
That's a really, really good point. Letting the system help you follow up. And again, we don't have to have 500 customers. We simply have to have a few that we introduce to Nikan, and we show them what Nikan has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very, very good point.
Yes.
So on that note, my family has started eating without me.
Uh-oh.
That means I need to go. It's no worries, though. So next week, it's totally up to you what you want to do. What I'd ask you to do, I won't have access. I don't know yet. I haven't looked at our Verizon plan to see if it'll work down there where we're going. Because if it's cost prohibitive, I'm just not going to do it. I can wait till we get back. But can you do me a favor? And next week, and again, it's open line. There's no host. It's one of you. You don't have to record the call. If people aren't on the call, then they don't get the call. And if Steve wants to jump on and, you know, record it, he can do that. What was I going to say? Oh, if somebody, I'm not going to worry about that either. What I would like you to do, though, if you can, whatever lesson you focus on, that one thing that was really, really pivotal for you this week, can you pop me a short email note? I'd like to see. And then what we'll plan on doing, regardless of what you choose to focus on 2 weeks from now, what is that? That's the second, right? Yeah. Or is that the first? No, the second. That's the night of the kickoff call. So we will take our call right up to the kickoff call with Jeff Isom and go from there. But that will be lesson number 11 for most of us. It'll be, that's it, because lesson number 12 is a review. So to thine own self is the assignment at some point in the next 2 weeks, if that makes sense. So next week's is a freebie. You can focus on whatever lesson you want.
You're welcome. It's long-winded.
Okay. So thank you, everybody. And it's so much nicer being at home doing this call versus being, how did Sandy say, in a junkyard last week? All the pounding and the banging and, yeah. It's just nice to sit in my chair again versus climbing around in an attic. So have a great week, everybody. Continue promoting the waterfall special. And do take advantage of the Bergy and keep those results coming. This is an amazing product. Absolutely amazing. I'm referring to the Bergy capsules. And if there's anything that I can do for you, as always, between now and Friday when I leave, please let me know.
Dan, when are you offering lesson the first week of ICAM again? I didn't catch the date.
It will commence. I think I put this in my text this evening. It will commence on April 16th.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's when we'll blast into it. And Catherine, if you can. It would be a lot of fun to have your upline join us.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can. But if not, no worries whatsoever. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And one of the things that I forgot to share is it's far better to be a great upline than have a great upline.
Hmm.
That was from this week's lesson.
Huh.
So, have a great evening, those of you who have an evening left, and I will talk to you again, if not before, I will talk to you 2 weeks from tonight.
Have a safe trip.
Bye now.